We look back at the alchemists and laugh at what they were trying to do, but future generations will laugh at us the same way. We've tried the impossible and spent a lot of money doing it. Because in fact, there are great categories of phenomena that are inherently unpredictable. Chaos says that? Yes. And it is astonishing how few people care to hear it, Malcolm said. I gave all this information to Hammond long before he broke ground on this place. You're going to engineer a bunch of prehistoric animals and set them on an island? Fine. A lovely dream. Charming. But it won't go as planned. It is inherently unpredictable, just as the weather is. You told him this? Gennaro said. Yes. I also told him where the deviations would occur. Obviously, the fitness of the animals to the environment was one area. This stegosaur is 100 million years old. It isn't adapted to our world. The air is different. The solar radiation is different. The land is different. The insects are different. The sounds are different. The vegetation is different. Everything is different. The oxygen content is decreased. This poor animal's like a human being at 10,000 feet altitude. Listen to him wheezing. And the other areas? Broadly speaking, the ability of the park to control the spread of life forms, because the history of evolution is that life escapes all barriers. Life breaks free. Life expands to new territories. Painfully, perhaps even dangerously, but life finds a way. Malcolm shook his head. I don't mean to be philosophical, but there it is. Gennaro looked over. Ellie and Grant were across the field, waving their arms and shouting. Did you get my coke? Dennis Nedry asked as Muldoon came back into the control room. Muldoon didn't bother to answer. He went directly to the monitor and looked at what was happening. Over the radio, we heard Harding's voice saying, Astego, finally, handle on now. What's that about? Muldoon said. They're down by the South Point, Arnold said. That's why they're breaking up a little. I'll switch them to another channel. But they found out what's wrong with the stegos, eating some kind of berry. Hammond nodded. I knew we'd solve that sooner or later, he said. It's not very impressive, Gennaro said. He held the white fragment, no larger than a postage stamp, up on his fingertip in the fading light. You sure about this, Alan? Absolutely sure, Grant said. What gives it away is the patterning on the interior surface, the interior curve. Turn it over and you will notice a faint pattern of raised lines, making roughly triangular shapes. Yes, I see them. Well, I've dug out 2 eggs with patterns like that at my site in Montana.
You're saying this is a piece of dinosaur eggshell?
Absolutely, Grant said. Harding shook his head. These dinosaurs can't breed. Evidently they can, Gennaro said. That must be a bird egg, Harding said. We have literally dozens of species on the island. Grant shook his head. Look at the curvature. The shell is almost flat. That's from a very big egg. And notice the thickness of the shell. Unless you have ostriches on this island, it's a dinosaur egg.
But they can't possibly breed, Harding insisted. All the animals are female.
All I know, Grant said, is that this is a dinosaur egg. Malcolm said,
Can you tell the species?
Yes, Grant said. It's a velociraptor egg.
End of side 5.